Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Good evening, Chiefs fans. Brendan Howe with you, and welcome you into the Chiefs pregame show. We're fortunate to have you along for the ride tonight. We are getting ready for Game 5 of a six-game series on this Saturday night between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and our Peoria Chiefs. To give you a quick glimpse back to last night, the Chiefs were finally able to return to the win column. They picked up their 13th victory of the season by a final score of 5-4. They had to come from behind to do it after falling behind early when the Colonels put up three runs off Michael McGreevy before a gift of a third inning allowed the Chiefs back into the ballgame. In fact, Peoria took the lead thanks to a pair of hits and three uncharacteristic errors committed by the Cedar Rapids defense in that inning. Peoria took a 4-3 lead, and from there, each team would add an additional run, and the Chiefs' bullpen combo of Michael Yasenka and Ryan Lutis, who came on after Michael McGreevy would retire 11 of the final 12 men he faced, they were absolutely splendid. They went four innings the rest of the way and surrendered just a single earned run, striking out eight hitters on the way to sealing the W for the Chiefs. Lutis came on in the eighth and would strike out five of the six men he faced, the first five in a row, before getting the final man of the ballgame, Willie Joe Gary, to fly out to center to end it. He was lights out last night and a much-needed effort out of the pen for Peoria. With the win, the Chiefs snapped a nine-game losing streak, during which time they only scored just 14 runs. And even with the win from last night aside, they're still being outscored by the Colonels 34-8 this week. But perhaps last night put enough fuel in the tank to get the Chiefs through the rest of the week and into a bit of an easier portion of their schedule as they approach the month of June. Bit of a Chiefs fun fact for you all. They're now 7-9 this season when their opponent scores first. That's actually a better mark than when the Chiefs themselves score first, in which case they're 6-9. So how about that for a stat? Last night was Peoria's ninth come-from-behind win of the season, and it seems like they actually enjoy playing with their backs against the wall a bit. If you really want to talk numbers, though, some more head-scratching ones for you right here. And it might be how Peoria stays in the win column tonight. It's been well documented they like to run. They've swiped 63 bases already this year. They collected just 90 in all of 2021. Mason Wynn and Mike Antico, who will both be in the lineup tonight, a perfect 26-26 in that department. The offense last night picked up for the first time in a while. They scored five runs, as we talked about the 5-4 final, which is the most the Chiefs have put up in a single game since May the 1st, which before last night's win was the last time the Chiefs had won a game when they scored six against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They'll look to make it two in a row tonight and keep it on the right track. We'll tell you who the Chiefs will send to the bump. We'll go over starting lineups and a quick look at the weather and a trip around the Midwest League. All that and more to come right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Welcome back into the Chiefs pregame show, ladies and gentlemen. Brendan Howe here with you from the booth at Dozier Park. We are minutes away from game five of a six-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and our Peoria Chiefs. Getting set for action down there on the field. Let's give you a look at who will be on the bump tonight. It's a marquee pitching matchup, perhaps one of the best in all of minor league baseball tonight, certainly in the Midwest League. It'll be Gordon Graceffo getting the nod for the Chiefs, arguably the best arm that the Chiefs have featured in 2022 alongside last night's starter Michael McGreevy. Gordon comes into tonight with a record of 2-1 and boasts a 1.07 ERA. And while that's mighty impressive, his whip, which sits at .56, leads all of professional baseball among qualified names, coming off an award-winning month of April that earned him the Cardinals Minor League Pitcher of the Month Award. Graceffo will look to continue his sizzling hot start to the season tonight, and the Chiefs certainly have the right guy on the rubber tonight to try and stay on the right track. Right-handed pitcher Sawyer Gibson Long will get the ball for the Colonels, the second half of our marquee pitching matchup tonight. Gibson Long has also been marvelous for the Colonels, posting a 1-1 record and an ERA of just a hair over 2 at 2.01. He's a tall right-hander that throws hard and throws a lot of strikes, featuring a 26-3 K-to-walk ratio. And although Gibson Long has been good, the Peoria lineup was able to rattle him a little bit in their April the 23rd meeting, tagging him for 3 runs over 4 frames. They'd love a deja vu scenario tonight. And with that said, time to meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, they come in tonight's contest at 13-18. They'll feature a lineup that goes like this. Mason Wynn will lead it off playing shortstop. The average did not move after last night. Still at 344, one long ball, 14 RBIs. Mike Gantico will back him up in center field, the .75, 2 home runs and 6 RBIs for him. Aaron Antonini back into the lineup tonight in the 3 spot catching. LJ Jones moving up a couple of spots to the cleanup spot tonight. He'll be DHing, .222, a home run and 6 RBIs, picked up one last night. Matt Chamberlain in the 5 hole in right. Francisco Hernandez back into the fold tonight at second base. Mac Chambers also got a night off last night. He's back in there, the switch hitting third baseman, .221, 3 home runs, 14 RBIs for him. Thomas Francisco, the left-handed hitting first baseman in the 8 hole. And Tommy Jew will return to action tonight. He's in the 9 hole in left. For Cedar Rapids, they dropped their first contest in quite some time last night. They've come into tonight's action 22-9. They'll hand in a lineup card that goes as follows. Anthony Prado leads it off playing second base, .276, 4 home runs, 21 RBIs out of the leadoff spot. Don't see that too often. Christian Encarnacion Strand bumped up from the 3 spot to the 2 hole tonight. He's at third base, .362, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs, which leads the Midwest League. Aaron Sabato in the 3 spot at first. Jair Camargo, who got the night off last night, he's back behind the plate doing the catching tonight. He had a long home run last time he was in the lineup a couple of nights ago. Same with Wander Javier. He's at shortstop. He had a 2 home run night earlier in this series. He's in the 5 hole. Kyler Fedko, who made his high A debut last night and deposited one over the fence in left field. He's back in the lineup tonight. 2-for-4 effort in his debut with the Colonels. He's in left. Alaric Sulari, the DH, bats 7th. Willie Joe Gary Jr. in right. And Will Holland back into the lineup as well. He will round out the 9 in center field. Game 5 of 6. These two teams know each other pretty well by now. It's a beautiful evening for baseball here in downtown Peoria. Clear skies, about 90 degrees, a gorgeous night to play some baseball. And just before first pitch, let's give you a quick check-in on our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Around the Midwest League we go. A scoreless tie in the top of the 4th between Beloit and West Michigan. Great Lakes on top of Lake County, 3-0 in the top of the 3rd. Wisconsin and Quad Cities, a scoreless tie just underway there. Our game here just set to get going in a couple of moments. Dayton and Lansing are delayed in the top of the 1st due to some rain. And South Bend and Fort Wayne has already concluded. They played earlier on this afternoon with South Bend picking up the win 11-7. That is a look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Cody will check in on that later on tonight, as well as some Major League Baseball scores right around the 7th or 8th inning or so Speaking of Cody Schindler, first pitch with him is coming up next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Keep it locked here. We're in for a good one tonight. Gordon Restrepo, Sawyer Gibson Long, the pitching matchup. You don't want to miss this one. Keep it here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? CEFQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my CEFQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
from downtown Peoria. This is Peoria Chiefs baseball. Game five of our six-game set between the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the first-placed Colonels, 22-9 on the year, and our Peoria Chiefs, 13-18. Chiefs snapped a nine-game losing skid last night. Gordon Graceffo on the mound, 2-1 with a 107, coming off his first loss of the year, first loss of his professional career back on May 8th at South Bend. 33 2/3 innings pitched, 17 hits, 4 runs all earned, 2 walks to 46 strikeouts. How about those numbers? Anthony Prado, the man to greet him, the leadoff batter. He swings from the right side, and he takes inside for a ball. Away we go at 6:36 p.m. Give you the rest of the Colonels lineup following the 1-0 pitch from Gordon Graceffo, the big right-hander, the offering. Breaking ball strike, it's 1-1. Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato at the top. Camargo, Javier, and Fedko, 4, 5, and 6. Soleri, Gary, and Holland round it out. Colonel's lineup brought to you by Interstate Batteries. So 1-1 swing and a foul back. The count now 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball. Just a couple of wispy clouds overhead, otherwise not much. Prado again swings and fouls one back. The count remains 1-2. Graceffo, you couldn't tell by the walk numbers, he pounds the strike zone. Uber competitive. Another 1-2, and he gets a wave and a miss. Good let-up. Might have been a change-up, and that was a pitch that he threw with much more regularity in his last start against South Bend. Good start to the evening here. One away for Encarnacion Strand. The windup, the first pitch home, is lifted foul and out of play, right side. Graceffo gets ahead. I was talking to Michael McGreevy earlier today. He said Encarnacion Strand may be the best hitter he's ever encountered to this point. High praise from McGreevy, who earned the win last night for Peoria, his second of the season. The 0-1 delivery, it's a knee-high strike, nothing and two. Give you the Peoria defense in a moment, but Graceffo has not needed anybody else in the early stages. Here's the 0-2 home. Now we'll need some defense, a high chopper over the mound. It's the second baseman, Hernandez, the throw. Took Francisco off the bag, but he hauled it in to make the catch, and he applied the tag on the runner passing by. 4-3. It wasn't pretty, but the out recorded. Francisco was down for a moment before getting back to his feet. That's a scary play. Risk can sometimes get jammed up. Two away. Here's the Peoria defense. Jew Antico Chamberlain left to right across the pasture. Chambers win. Hernandez and Francisco third to first across the dirt. Aaron Antini, the catcher tonight for Gordon Graceffo. His first pitch is fouled back to the sweet level by Aaron Sabato. Sabato 165, 4 homers, 19 runs driven in. Moved up a spot in the order tonight. 1 strike offering. Here's the next delivery, and it pinks the knees for a strike, nothing and two. Graceffo, this is his second start against these Colonels back on April 21st. 5 shutout, he struck out 9. Looking for a 1-2-3 first, the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, Sabato held up. Chiefs wearing specialty uniforms tonight. First of 3 times this year they will wear their Stars and Stripes jerseys with red sleeves. Colonels wearing their alternate red tops, traveling gray pants. Now the 1-2 delivery. Cut and a miss, inning over. Gordon Graceffo has A stuff in the early going. 2 punch outs in the first. Sets Colonels down in order. We go to the home half. Cedar Rapids nothing. Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Mason Wynn steps into the right-handed batter's box. He's ready to go against Sawyer. Gibson Long. Wynn shows bunt, and he pulls back on strike one. Gibson Long, 1-1 with a 2-0-1. He's been very good in his own right. So a great pitching matchup this evening. So, of course, it'll be a 9-8 final. One strike pitch upstairs, 1-1. Just when we think we've got baseball figured out, as we said a few days ago, we don't. Gibson Long works from the first base side of the rubber. 1-1 pitch, looked like a slider, and it drops in for strike two. Gibson Long took a no decision on April 23rd against us. Four innings, six hits, three runs all earned, one walk, two strikeouts. From the line, the next pitch, late swing and a foul. And up into the netting. 1-2 on Wynn, 344, one homer, 14 runs driven in. Which, in about first or second, the Peoria lineup. Here's a line drive laser, fair, just inside the left field line. It comes to rest in the corner. Will be a standing double for Mason Wynn and a good start for our Chiefs. Colonels defensively, Fedko, Holland, and Gary. Left, center, and right across the outfield. Encarnacion, Strand, Javier, Prado, and Sabato from third to first on the infield. The catcher, Jair Camargo. Here you go. Three chances to take an early lead if you're the Chiefs. Mike Antico, the batter, left-handed swinger. Chiefs have plenty of them in the lineup tonight. First pitch from Gibson Long off the outside edge, 1-0. Justin Juska is our home plate umpire this evening. Kevin Levine on the base pass. Picture perfect night for baseball. We're in the 80s. Plentiful sunshine. Can't beat it. 1-0 home. That's in the dirt. Time called as catcher Camargo will get a new baseball. 2-0 the count. Just what is the temperature? You know it's in the 80s. 88 degrees our game time temperature. As always, first pitch temp brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. 2-0 cut and a miss by Antico. Moves the count to 2-1. Check them out, 906 Southwest Adams, by the way. Standard Heating and Cooling, they've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. Wynn dancing off of second. Shortstop Javier is in his back pocket. Now Wynn's on the move for third. The throw late. Stolen base for Wynn. He remains perfect on the year. 12 for 12 is Wynn. Chiefs, as a unit, add on to their league-leading total. That's now 64 swipes for the Chiefs. Colonels will deploy their infield in. Here comes a 2-2 to Antico. And he waves and misses for strike three. Swung over the top of a breaking ball.
Now batting.
Big first out for Gibson Long and the Colonels.
Aaron Antonini.
Antonini, the batter now. Antonini, he drives in runs. He's been pretty consistent for the most part. Grounds one here to second. Prado gloves, throws to the plate, and it's in time to get Wynn. Tried to go for the back corner of the plate. Antonini, he's been pretty good in run-scoring situations. That time he grounds out, rather a fielder's choice. Wynn retired 4-2 at the plate.
Now batting.
Chiefs now have a runner at first with two outs for L.J. Jones. Jones hit his first homer of the year earlier in this series. It's back on Thursday. Gibson Long from the stretch. His first pitch gets a cut and a miss. Good letup. And Jones out in front. LJ, one of the nicest guys you'll run into in the Peoria clubhouse. Next pitch down and in the dirt. Camargo's been busy in the first inning. Ball and a strike. Jones missed a good portion of April at an ailment that I guess was ailing him. Undisclosed injury, but he's back in there, and he's playing with some regularity as of late. Here's a tapper foul to the left of third. It's 1-2. Chiefs with the only hit here in the early going, but leadoff double erased. Termason Wynn was thrown out at the plate. Two down here in the bottom of the first. The count 1-2 on Jones. Gibson Long delivers. And it's fouled off of the plate, and it got a big piece of the catcher, Camargo, who's down on all fours for a moment. Now he's up trying to dust off the cobwebs. Sure, that doesn't feel good. Home plate umpire Justin Jeska giving him a moment. Tell you what, Camargo, he hit a heck of a dance move while he was trying to shake that out. A little shoulder shimmy. We'll do it again. 1-2 the count on Jones. Gibson Long. Rests the glove belt high. Now fires. And he gets a swing and a miss to end the inning. Both starters with a pair of punch outs in the first. Well, Gibson Long worked under pressure for much of that inning. He matches Graceffo with a zero. We go to the second, right, scoreless in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Will lead off the top of the second inning for the Colonels. Game 5 of 6 in this series. Colonels have already secured a split. They've won 3 of the first 4. Argo swings away at the first pitch and fouls it back 0-1. Chiefs trying to find their footing. They snapped a 9-game losing streak last night. A one offering, a wave and a miss. Camargo out in front. It's nothing and two. Camargo, he's got to be establishing himself as a potential call-up, right? 3-12, 5 homers, 13 runs driven in. He taps the 0-2 pitch over the mound. Hernandez, an off-balance throw to first in time. He can really pick it. Can Francisco Hernandez, and the bat is starting to come around as well for him. No doubt he's a guy who could flash the leather at higher levels. Just about the bat following suit. Already two nice plays for the Peoria second baseman. One away, here's Javier, right-handed hitter. He takes downstairs for a ball, 1-0. Cepho, deep breath. Now turns and fires a 1-0 pitch. It's high, 2-0. The Colonels team that can really swing it. Fourth in the league in homers. In the top five in just about every major offensive category. 2-0 pitch misses in. It's 3-0. Gordon Graceffo, however, he's the neutralizer. He keeps the ball in the yard. He's allowed just 2 homers in his professional career. 3-0 pitch, a fastball strike. He gets back in the count. And over his last 2 college seasons, he allowed just 1 home run. So going back to his sophomore campaign at Villanova, Graceffo has allowed 3 homers in the last 3 years or so. Javier chased one high and out of the zone. The count full 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Javier. In an era where hitters are much more inclined to drive the ball out of the yard. That is a great skill to have. The 2 pitch stayed high. Javier able to hold up. Takes a 1-out walk. Graceffo doesn't do that either. Just his 3rd walk surrendered. Right-hander, a pretty typical 4-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. We'll deal now with Kyler Fetko, who had quite the high A debut last night. A pair of hits, including a homer. First pitch on its way. It's skied to right field, chasing Chamberlain back to the track. Now circling, and he makes the catch. Well, pretty well struck, but ultimately out number 2. Love those one-pitch outs if you're a pitcher. Although Fetko put a good swing on it. Graceffo pleased with that result. Soleri, the batter now, DHing tonight. Hit some balls hard this week. First offering, a check swing foul back to the netting. Didn't really let it eat that time. decent contingent of folks here tonight. Pretty well packed in on the third base side. That's where the shaded area is. 1-1 home. Strike called at the bottom of the zone. Make it nothing and two. Top of the second here in downtown Peoria. No score. And the series finale tomorrow, 1:35, first pitch. Right-hander sent at the belt. Long pause by Graceffo. And he steps off. You don't see the good old-fashioned hold the baseball trick on him anymore. Graceffo held it, and stepped off. Now the 1-2 pitch. Strike three, ring him up. Graceffo fired up, walking off the mound. He gets his third punch out. And he's through two scoreless. We go to the bottom of the second. No score. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea pecan pine, homemade
wine. Chamberlain will lead off the bottom of the second for the Chiefs. He takes a strike from the right-hander, Sawyer Gibson Long. Chamberlain, Hernandez, Chambers. They make up 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Next offering, that one misses away for a ball. It's 1-1. Chamberlain drove in a pair last night as part of the four-run third inning. 1-1 home. That one missed down the way. Perhaps a changeup. 2 balls and a strike. Mentioned that the Chiefs are home tomorrow and then on the road next week, a 6-gamer in Beloit. 2-1 pitch is hit hard, but right at the shortstop, Javier. He gathers and throws to first in time, one away. Goes 6-3 if you're scoring along at home. One out, here's Hernandez.
Now batting the second baseman, number 3, Francisco Hernandez.
Hernandez at 254. Still looking for his first long ball. His first hit with the Chiefs last year was a home run. Takes a breaking ball strike to kick off his AB. See what happened in the Cardinals game? Jordan Hicks. Brendan Howe will have the middle innings tonight. He brought it to my attention. Strike delivery misses down, 1-1. Now, I understand that to an extent, right? Like, if your glove is same color, I could see how that could perhaps be a nuisance. 1-1 pitch is away, 2-1. Perhaps a distraction to the hitter. Give the pitcher an unfair advantage. One thing I've never understood, though, is how come we don't see a whole lot of designs on the bats of players? Hernandez put his bat on that one but hit it foul. You know, for example, on Sunday, last Sunday, it was Mother's Day, so some of the players were swinging a pink bat. And what happened? Hernandez just got rung up on a pitch clock violation. Strike three called. That's how Hernandez goes down.
Chambers.
And that really puts a damper on things. We're going to tell a fun story, and pitch clock reared its ugly head. Now Chambers, he squibs the first pitch towards third off the glove of Encarnacion Strand. It will be NE5, the Colonel's third baseman. Now Chambers reaches via an error.
Thomas Francisco.
And now Francisco, the batter. Back to the thought quickly. Mother's Day, guys are swinging pink bats. Why can't we do that year-round? This pitch from Gibson Long is a strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. I mean, who cares if the bat you swing is maple, ash, who cares? Nobody cares about that, so what does it matter what color the bat is? You want to get weird and go rainbow tie-dye? I'm all for it. Pickoff throw chases Chambers back. You want to go with your team colors? I'm all for it. Favorite color is orange? I'm all for it. Just be another way to show off the creativity of these guys and let them showcase their personalities a little bit. Chambers at first, a one-strike pitch to Francisco is lob wedged foul and out of play down the left field line. I think somebody in a bucket hat hauled that one in on the fly. It's like a youngster. Job well done. You got to be prepared down there on the berm. You'll get a few each night. Two strikes now. Pitch to Francisco. Ran up and in. Throwback to first. Chambers back in. It was not a particularly close play. One and two, the count now. Chambers, a decent lead, not running. The next pitch is chopped to second. Prado gets it on a good hop. His throw to first. Again, pulled Sabato off the bag, but he applied the tag to end the inning. Sabato's been active over there. A couple of 4-3 putouts. And that ends the inning. We're off to the third. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Martin Graceffo ready to go in the top of inning number three. The right-hander from Cranford, New Jersey will encounter Gary, Holland, and Prado, 8-9-1 in the Cedar Rapids order. There's the windup in the first delivery. It's a strike call to the outside edge. Make it nothing and one. Next pitch on its way, a good wave, and a miss. Good changeup. Quickly 0-2. Gary had a nice night last night, a couple of extra base hits. Oh, 2 offering. He fouls it back into the screen. Check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard for the first time tonight. Go around the big leagues. There were plenty of finals, a lot of day games. Once you get to the weekend, Tigers blink the Orioles 3-0. A's 4-3. They walked off the Angels. 2 pitch from Graceffo, a little low and a little off. Count 1-2. Braves beat the Padres 6-5. That was an interesting game. San Diego scored 4 in the 8th to take the lead. Atlanta scored 4 in the bottom of the 8th to take the lead right back. 1-2 pitch missed away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinals back in the win column. Blanked the Giants today 4-0. Coulda Hudson the winner. Everything else is in progress. Bottom of the 6th from the Trop. Blue Jays and Rays tied at 1. 2-2 delivery, a wave and a miss. Carry down on strikes. 4 Ks for Graceffo. Elsewhere in the bigs, Marlins 4-1 over the Brewers in the 6th. Pirates blinking the Reds 3-0 through 5. Nationals up 1-0 over the Astros in the bottom of the 3rd. A World Series rematch from a few years ago. Red Sox 5-1 over the Rangers in the 3rd. And in the bottom of the 3rd, Guardians 1-0 over the Twins. First pitch taken low by Holland, 1-0. One other game in progress, almost missed it. White Sox 2-0 over the Yankees. Everything else just about ready to go. Mariners at the Mets. 1-0 offering taken away. 2-0. Royals are at the Rockies. Cubs are at the Diamondbacks. Phillies at the Dodgers and the Angels and A's. They'll play game 2 of their doubleheader tonight. Hitters count now. The 2-0 pitch. Graceffo paints the outside edge. Make it 2-1. Graceffo played his college ball at Villanova. Bases empty, 1 away. His next pitch is grounded back up the middle and through for a base hit. Number 9 batter, Holland, collects the first knock of the game for the Colonels. Second opportunity for Anthony Prado as he's due next. Prado struck out swinging to begin the ball game. He's at second tonight. He can play anywhere, essentially on the infield. First pitch from Graceffo. Missed down and away. Antonini able to smother it in the dirt. The other night, in fact, it was yesterday, Prado made one of the best catches I've seen live. Fading out in the right center field. He was stationed at second. Skies a 1-0 pitch to right. Chamberlain, back a few steps. He makes a catch for out number 2. To finish the thought on Prado, he was sprinting out into shallow right center and went into a full-on Superman dive with his back to the infield. Just a sensational effort. Encarnacion Strand, the batter now. Grounded out in his first at-bat as Graceffo throws to first to LeCollin back to the pillow. Encarnacion Strand, 3.59 the batting average. He has not slumped at all this year. And on cue, he hits a high, majestic fly to deep left field, but it's going to stay in the yard. Tommy Ju keeps the feet moving and makes the catch a few steps shy of the warning track. And Encarnacion Strand hit it a mile high, just got under it, and that ends the inning. Go to the Peoria half of the third. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the bottom of the third. Welcome back to everybody except the gentleman who stole a T-shirt from a youngster in between innings. Do not welcome you back to the broadcast. First pitch, a strike on the outside edge. I mean, come on. Foul ball, T-shirt, you got to give it to a kid. Well, one swung on and missed. We often throw promotional items out of the press box. And it was online for this youngster here. He's got a nice Pokemon cap on. 0-2 pitch missed down and away. And an older gentleman, I'm not going to speculate on his age, but he jumped in front of it and intercepted it like a cornerback. Unrelated to the game. 1-2 delivery outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tommy Ju, the Peoria left fielder. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Brendan's got the middle innings. I couldn't stew on that for three innings. Ju swings and misses. He goes down via the K. One out in the Peoria half of the third. Here comes Mason Wynn. Minor league leader in triples with 6.
The shortstop number 7.
He did not triple in the first, but he did double. A ringing double down the left field line. Gibson Long, the right-hander, fires home. He paints the outside edge, nothing and one. Lights are not yet on here at Dozer Park, and no need. Still plenty of sunlight. One offering, Wynn swung a pitch in off the plate, had him tied up. It's nothing and two. Infield does shift towards the left side. Little roller to where the second base would normally be positioned as a knock. For the speedy win. He's now back up over 350 with his hit in the first. 0-2 pitch on its way. Jam shot foul. Caroms off the railing just beyond the Colonel's dugout. Do it again, nothing and two. Pitch home. Cut on and miss for strike three. Wind chased down and out of the zone. He had a couple words of wisdom for Mike Antico on his way back to the dugout.
Mike Antico.
Mike struck out swinging in the first. First delivery taken low for a ball, 1-0. The flags, which are stationed just to the left of dead center, are limp at the moment. They are not moving. Tico pulls back on a bunt, count 2-0, pitch missed upstairs. Ballpark playing pretty true tonight. The ball travels well to left and left center here at Dozier Park. Travels well down the right field line. 2-0 is a ball outside, 3-0. Sometimes the ball will die in center and in right center. Got to put a little extra muscle into it to hit it out there. 400 straight away. It's 310 down both lines. Some long pumps and a fastball strike. It's 3-1. Usually see a handful of homers each year that clang off the batter's eye, however. Certainly not impossible. Tico grounds one to the right side. Prado moving to his left, gloves, and lobs one to first to end the inning. Three up, three down go the Chiefs. We're off to the fourth. Say hello to Brendan Howe. You'll talk to him on the other side of this break. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
We move to the middle innings, and what seems like the blink of an eye is Aaron Sabato, Jair Camargo, Wander Javier, 3-4 and 5 in the Colonel's order, getting set to go in a scoreless ballgame against Gordon Graceffo. It's been a pitcher's duel, much like we expected it to be at the top of the broadcast, as Graceffo delivers a strike on the outer third, nothing in one. To start off, Sabato, who's 0-1 with a strikeout his first time around. Graceffo peering over the black glove, kicks and throws from the wind, and spikes one in the dirt, a ball and a strike, the count evens. Sawyer Gibson Long, Gordon Graceffo, two of the best arms in their respective minor league farm systems. 1-1, cut on and missed. Good bender down and away, a ball and two strikes. Graceffo, the Cardinals minor league pitcher of the month for April. And Sawyer Gibson Long has been the definition of consistent for the Colonels, as this one's down and away. A check to first and no swing, says field umpire Kevin Levine. Justin Jeska calling the balls and strikes tonight behind the plate. Two-men crew for the six-game series. 2-2 on the leadoff man in the fourth, Zabato. Graceffo comes home. It's poked on the ground through the 5-6 hole into left, a base hit. So Zabato finds himself aboard to kickstart the fourth inning for Cedar Rapids. Just their second hit of the ballgame and third total. Pitchers have been in firm control all evening long. That's just the first time that the Colonels have had the leadoff man aboard tonight. That'll set up Jair Camargo. Comes up with a man on and nobody away. Camargo got the night off last night, but night before that, back on Thursday, hit a towering shot home run. It's part of a 7-1 Colonels win. First pitch from Graceffo. Big swing and a miss. Healthy hack from Camargo. He's down 0-1. If you like pitcher's duels, this has certainly been the game for you. All goose eggs on both sides of the line score to this point. Graceffo peeks to first. Now comes home. Camargo golfs it into foul ground right side. Drifting back on it, Francisco. And he makes the catch. Able to reel it in. Just about a step onto the warning track by the Chiefs dugout. Four out number one. That'll set up Wander Javier with now one on and one gone.
Now batting the short
Colonels took the first three games of the series before the Chiefs were able to snap a nine-game skid last night. A much-needed victory, 5-4. They were able to hang on late. The bullpen was marvelous last night. Weak hack and a miss by Javier on the first delivery. It's 0-1. Breaking ball down and away from Graceffo. He's had some nice command of his off-speed pitches. A pause from Graceffo. Double takes to first, now the 0-1 home. Another cut and a miss. Same spot, same result. And Javier will take a stroll out of the box. Try and regather himself. This has been an offense for the Colonels that has been rather potent this year. Graceffo kicks and deals, missing down and away. Ball and two strikes. Backhanded snag by Antonini, sliding to his right to keep Zabato put at first base. And despite all those heavy-hitting nights for the Colonels lineup, when you run into Michael McGreevy and Gordon Graceffo, there's only so much you can do. Now the 1-2 from Graceffo. Chopper to short, picked on a backhand by Wynn. To second for one, on to first, a double play. Just what the doctor ordered, 6-4-3, just like you draw it up. And Graceffo faces the minimum. We're through 3.5. It's a scoreless ball game here from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Aaron Antonini set to climb into the left-handed batter's box to get us started in the home half of the fourth. Looking for some runs here in downtown Peoria at Dozier Park. A scoreless ball game. 3-4 and 5 set to go for the Chiefs against Sawyer Gibson Long as he pumps in a strike on the outer third to start Antonini, nothing and one. Gibson Long got the Chiefs to go down in order with a couple of punch outs in the third. Working from the first base side of the rubber. Rocks and deals an 0-1, and it's tapped foul behind the dish. Quickly, nothing and two on Antonini. Antonini also a night off of his feet last night. Back into the lineup this evening, 0-2. Bounding ball toward the left side of the infield. Played by Encarnacion. Strand his throw across in time to set down Antonini for out number one of the fourth. Shift was on. The glorified shift, I should say, as Encarnacion Strand was shaded now toward the shortstop position where Wander Javier would align himself. Able to corral it, make the play in plenty of time to retire Antonini for out number one. Here's L.J. Jones. First offering from Gibson Long is lofted into left center field. Moving after it is Holland, converging with Fedko. It'll be Holland to call him off and put the squeeze on that one for out number two. Quickly two up, two down for the right-hander. I'll turn things over to Matt Chamberlain.
Now batting the right
makes his stroll to the dish.
Chamberlain!
Coasting along here as we play the bottom of the fourth. If you're just tuning in from Dozier Park, Brendan Howe with you through the middle innings tonight. Scoreless ball game as the first pitch is chopped up the middle and through for a base hit. Squeezing through Javier and Prado up the middle. And Matt Chamberlain's got himself a two-out knock to set up Francisco Hernandez. Team's now even in the hit column at two aside as Hernandez strolls to the right side of the plate.
Now batting the second baseman, number three, Francisco Hernandez.
An unusual situation for Francisco Hernandez in his first trip. Was called out on strikes due to a pitch clock violation. Was not ready by the 9-second mark as he takes a look at a strike on the outer black. Nothing in one. I believe that may be the second time this year that the Chiefs have had a batter called out via the pitch clock. I have to double check on that one. 0-1. Gibson Long working out of the stretch. Now time call to the dish. Matt Chamberlain aboard at first with two away. The frame started with a Aaron Antonini ground out. L.J. Jones followed it with a fly out to center. Gibson Long a breath and the 0-1. Down and away. Couldn't control the fastball. Tried to go right back to the same spot to paint the black. And missed with it. It's 1-1. Good crowd on hand taking this one in. Pitcher's duel to this point. Looking for something to cheer about. Runner takes off. Pitch is outside. Throw down is in time. They're able to cut down Chamberlain trying to swipe second. And Gibson Long wiggles his way out of the fourth. And we're still locked at zeros. Goose eggs on the board. We're in search of our first run still from Dozier Park as we head to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
So the fifth we go, Gordon Graceffo back to the rubber for the Chiefs, set to face Kyler Fentcoat to start us off here in a scoreless ball game. Zeros to this point for both sides, just two hits aside as well, as Fentco stands in for the second time, getting his second look against Graceffo. The righty kicks and fires, first pitch of the inning, a fastball in the dirt, one ball, no strikes. Both pitchers have just been absolutely marvelous to this point this evening. We roll along into the fifth inning. The 1-0 from the righty inside. Fentco skipping out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. 0 for 1 is the Colonels' left fielder. A fly out to right in just his second high A ball game. Graceffo steps behind the rubber, kicks and fires a 2-0. Fentco tardy on a fastball. 2-1. Takes the helmet off and backs all the way out to the grass beyond home plate, and now asks for time. Wasn't going to make it back into the box before the pitch clock hit 9 seconds. Now he's ready to go. So is Graceffo, the 2-1 home. Breaking ball grounded softly to third base. Gloved by Chambers. Throw across in plenty of time, and Fetko's gone for out number one. 5-3 put out if you're scoring along with us at home, and that'll turn things over to Alaric Solari.
Now batting the Hardy strikeout batter of the game, the designated hitter number 8.
Our Hardy strikeout batter of the night. Graceffo's already got him to fan once. One section, 111, row 6, some free Hardys trying to get an entire section in on the fun this time. Graceffo's ready. First pitch, a blooper down the right field line coming on Chamberlain. He can't get there. It'll fall in for a hit. It rolls past him. It'll rattle into the corner. Solari's putting the jets on. He's thinking three. The relay throw sails over the head of everybody and ricochets off the railing and back into play. No, they're going to say it's out of play as it hit the railing, and they're going to credit Solari the plate. An impromptu inside the park home run. If you can even call it that.
Number 4, Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Regardless, the third hit in the first run of the ball game, coming on what looked like should have been a pretty routine play for Chamberlain out there in the outfield. Here's Willie Joe Gary. Takes the first pitch down and in. One ball, no strikes. The ball was not hit all that hard. Certainly wasn't barreled up by any means. Here's the 1-0 from Graceffo. Down and away, two balls, no strikes. It was a lazy fly ball down the right field line, and granted, Chamberlain had a long way to come to track it down. Tried to play it on the hop and just missed his glove and continued to roll. And Solari has some speed. He was able to come all the way around with ease as the 2-1 is in there for a strike. And granted, a good throw from Francisco Hernandez could have kept him put at third and maybe even had him out. Graceffo's ready with a 2-1. Here it comes. Out in front, Joe Gary Jr. leaning for that one. Two balls, two strikes. Something off speed. Graceffo pulling the string on him that time. So once again, the Colonel strike first. 2-2, Graceffo to the plate, wave and a miss, strike 3. Adam out in front of an off-speed delivery yet again, and Joe Gary Jr. is down on strikes for the second time.
Now batting the center fielder, number 38, Will Holland.
And here's Will Holland with two away. You could argue that the Chiefs actually prefer to play from behind. First pitch. Down below the knees, one ball, no strikes. And obviously that's not the case if you ask them. But if you look at the numbers, it would suggest that the Chiefs actually play better when falling behind first. Wave and a miss. One ball, one strike. A good fastball in the under part of the plate. Chiefs picked up their ninth come-from-behind victory last night. They fell behind 3-0 early in the ballgame and then got a gift of an inning after three errors allowed them to plate four runs. 1-1 is punched to the net, foul. A ball and two strikes on Holland, the number nine man. They're now 7-9 on the season when their opponent scores first. That would be just a game better than when the Chiefs themselves draw first blood in a ballgame. They're 6-9 in that scenario. 1-2. On a line into right field, falling fast. Chamberlain coming on and slides as he hits the deck and makes the grab. An athletic play from Chamberlain to put a cap on the top of the fifth. We're halfway home from Dozer Park. 1-0 Colonels on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Francisco Hernandez, Mac Chambers, Thomas Francisco for the Chiefs in the bottom of the fifth.
Francisco.
They trailed things by a run, 1-0. So we're halfway home from Dozer Park tonight. Hernandez getting his second look at Sawyer Gibson Long as he cuts and misses through the first offering. Good spot for Gibson Long to live down and in. It was Hernandez who was at the dish to end the bottom of the fourth inning when Matt Chamberlain was caught trying to swipe second base. 0-1. Hernandez punches it to the backstop, nothing at 2. It's noted that the Chiefs like to run. They do enjoy being aggressive on the base paths. They lead the Midwest League in the stolen base department. 0-2 to Hernandez. Cut on and missed for strike 3. Tied him up, down and in. Second time we've written a K next to Hernandez's name. Sixth time that Sawyer Gibson Long has gotten a Chiefs batter to fan. And here comes Mac Chambers with the bases clear. Chambers, another guy that possesses some now speed. And getting back to 19, talking about Matt the stolen Chambers. Bases, it's a complete 180 from 2021 in which the Chiefs placed last in the Midwest League in terms of stolen bags, and just 90 of them all season long. Already over two-thirds of the way to that mark, just over a month into the season. First pitch to Chambers, missed high 1-0. Already ready for the second offering. That one's a strike, finds his mark. On the other part of the plate did Gibson Long. A ball and a strike on Chambers, a switch hitting third baseman. The 1-1 from the righty, missed outside, two balls and a strike. Chambers played a big role in the Chiefs lineup in the early part of the season, was really swinging a hot bat, and flashed some power at times, three home runs and 14 RBI. He's fallen off a little bit as of late, trying to find his footing again. The 2-1 is a slow roller to second base, down to a knee goes Prado on the backhand, and slings it across to Sabato to set down Chambers. So two up and two down, a strikeout and a ground down. Here's Thomas Francisco to try and keep the fifth rolling. This is what happens when you get some good pitching. This game just continues to snowball along. And Francisco will get his second crack at things. Grounded out to Prado in his own right his first time around. Gibson Long kicks and offers at the fastball low and away. One ball, no strikes. Strikeout stroke night here at the ballpark combined with armed forces night. Certainly a lot to celebrate tonight at the ballpark as the 1-0 is lofted left side. It's drifting back over the Colonel's dugout and will find the seats. A ball and a strike. Had a moment in between innings. Honoring all that have served or are currently serving, we certainly thank you for your service. As well as honoring the United Stroke Alliance. Had a great pregame interview with them down on the field with Cody Schindler and talking about the impact that they've had and on the community and what they can continue to do and what folks here at the ballpark tonight can continue to do and donate to try and strike out stroke. It's the 1-2 pitch was fouled away on Chambers, or Francisco, excuse me. And now a wave and a miss for strike three. Two Ks in the inning for Sawyer Gibson Long, and the Chiefs go 1-2-3 yet again, quietly in the fifth as we move along to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Top of the order for the Colonels in the top of the sixth, a 1-0 ball game. It sees Cedar Rapids on top from Dozier Park. Game five of a six-game series. The Colonels and the Chiefs battling it out in Dewey weekend. Graceffo ready to go against Prado, who chops at the first pitch and grounds it up the first baseline softly. It'll roll foul. Francisco came charging on to collect it. Ball had a lot of topspin to it. Prado was kind of caught in between. Wasn't sure if he wanted to hold it back or let it rip. Harmlessly into foul territory. The count 0-1, and everybody will reset and do it again. Both starters like a buzzsaw out there on the bump. Each have been virtually untouchable. 0-1. Bounce to third base. Played on a hop by Chambers. Throw across in time, and Prano's gone for a number one. That's something else we've seen tonight. A lot of soft contact off of these pitchers. The lone run came back in the fifth inning just one frame ago off of a base hit from Alaric Solari. And a throwing error from Francisco Hernandez would give Solari the plate after a misplay down the right field line from Chambers that allowed the ball to rattle into the corner. Here's Encarnacion Strand, who takes one down and in for a ball. Stefo working with an unmatched pace. Gets the ball. He's ready to go. 1-0 pitch. Encarnacion Strand checked his swing and went around. Called strike 1-1. Most of the time, Graceffo's waiting for the hitter instead of the other way around. 1-1. Encarnacion Strand taps it to short. Played up by Wynn, and the throw across a little bit low. Dug out by Francisco for out number two. So a 5-3 putout, followed by a 6-3 putout. Two up, two down on the top of the sixth. Here's Aaron Sabato.
Now batting the first baseman, number 23, Aaron Sabato.
One for two, nine for the Colonels' first baseman. Notched a single in his most recent plate appearance in the fourth. Seeing Graceffo for the third time as he looks at one down and away. A fastball, couldn't find the bottom of the zone. A ball and no strikes. A run on three hits and an error for the Colonels to this point. No runs, two hits, and one mishap for the Chiefs. 1-0 from Graceffo. Slider couldn't bite the bottom of the zone. Two balls and no strikes. If you're just tuning in here, we're rolling along to the top of the sixth inning from Dozier Park. Brendan Howe with you. Pleased to have you along for the ride as the 2-0 from Graceffo missed downstairs. 3-0 on Aaron Sabato with Jair Camargo looming in the on-deck circle. Trying to avoid a free pass with two away. The 3-2 ripped down the third baseline and into the corner. Sabato's thinking two. It's picked up by Jew. The throw goes all the way through, and it's a close play at second, but not in time as Sabato's got himself a two-out double. And I'll give Camargo an opportunity. Now, a hot shot from Sabato and a diving effort from Chambers. Couldn't get a glove on it. It was rocketed into the corner. And an easy double for Sabato. Good play by Tommy to make it a close play at second base. Throw just a little bit offline. RBI spot now for Camargo with two down. And Graceffo operating from the stretch. First pitch to him, a curveball that sits at the letters. One ball, no strikes. Interesting from Graceffo. He, out of the windup, works from the first base side of the rubber, but now with a runner aboard, operating from the third base side of the rubber. And before the 1-0, asking for time, is Camargo at the dish. Graceffo peers down at Antonini for a sign. He's got one. Takes a breath, kicks, and fires. This one ripped into left field. Juice started in now, going back. Leaps, can't make the catch. It'll ricochet off the wall. Around third to the plate is Sabato. The throw comes back into Hernandez, and the Colonels take a 2-0 lead. That ball was smoked from Jair Camargo. And he's got himself his 14th RBI of the year. And he doubles the Colonels' lead here in the sixth.
Now batting the shortstop, number 19, Wander Javier.
That'll bring out Patrick Anderson. For a meeting of the minds on the mound, Antonini and the rest of the Chiefs infield will join him. Perhaps maybe the Chiefs' bullpen will start to stir a little bit. There is action for the Colonels down the left field line. Right-hander up and throwing. Justin Jesko on his way to break up the festivities. be Wander Javier, the batter, when action resumes. It appeared Graceffa would cruise through the sixth, much like he had for the entire ballgame, really, to this point. A couple of ground outs for the top of the order. Anthony Prado and Christian Encarnacion Strand, arguably two of the hardest hitters to set down. And Graceffa navigated right through them. Then a double from Sabato and the ringing base hit from Jair Camargo to bring home the run. Anderson exits. And in steps Wander Javier, who, if you remember back a couple of nights ago, had himself a monster performance. 3 for 5, couple of home runs in that ball game. 5 RBIs. He was everywhere on the box score that night. Pitch from Graceffa popped a mile high on the infield. Wynn and Hernandez staring up into the sky. It'll be Wynn to cross in front of Hernandez to make the basket-style catch for the third out of the inning. Took just one pitch after the visit from Patrick Anderson, but the Colonels add another. They double their lead. It's 2-0 as we head to the home half of the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
All right.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Derek Molina is on out of the Colonels' bullpen. This Julie call to the pen in this home half of the sixth inning for the Chiefs, where they'll send up 9-1-2 in the order. Tommy Jew, Mason Wynn, Mike Antico, as Sawyer Gibson, Long's night has come to an end, and he was as advertised.
5 scoreless
innings, 2 hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 7, the final line for the Colonels' right-handed starter. From one right-hander to the other, Molina fires in a first-pitch strike to start off Tommy Jew. Nothing in one. 6-3-2-0-6 from Atwater, California. It was a 14th-round selection back in the 2017 draft. 0-1. Slider bends out of the zone. Couldn't entice Jew to go after it. It's a ball and a strike. Molina, 4-pitch mix, 4-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Pretty standard arsenal from the right-hander. The 1-1 to Tommy. In the air to center field. Chasing Holland back. Still racing back. It's over his head. It'll one-hop the wall. Jew's racing to second. Holland scooping it up and firing it back in. A good throw to hold Tommy to a double. And the Chiefs have the leadoff man aboard. Tommy put a good charge into that one. Perhaps that's what Tommy needs to get off the schneid. He had been struggling with the bat a little bit heading into tonight. The defense had always been there for Tommy, but perhaps he can get the bat going. And boy, would that be a huge bonus for the Chiefs out of the bottom of the order. And here comes Mason Wynn. Chiefs a chance to get cooking here in this sixth inning. Trailing things 2-0 here at home. Molina kicks and delivers from the stretch. Win grounds one to short. Played by Javier. They'll go to third, and the throw is in time. They cut down Ju for the first out of the inning. Win will reach on a fielder's choice. So a 6-5 fielder's choice retires Tommy Ju. That erases the leadoff double, and here's Mike Antico. Not sure if that's the right opportunity for Ju to try and take third base. Nonetheless, they've got Win aboard at first, and Antico with the dish, who looks at strike one on the outer third. 0-1 record for Molina this year, a 3.38 ERA, a 10-5 K-to-walk ratio. One. Win starts and stops at first, pokes left side, and under the glove of Javier into left center, a base hit. Win's taken off for third. Left fielder Fedko slips. The throw goes to second. Win to the plate. He dives in safely, and it's 2-1. Electric base running for Mason Win to slice the deficit in half. Boy, does that kid have a motor. The ball was not hit all that hard.
Batting, the catcher, number 27.
Antico just kind of tapped it left side. And as the left-handed hitter, Wynn was taken off with the pitch. It forced Javier to cover second. And the ball just slipped under his glove as he couldn't recover it in time as Antonini foul tips the first one. Nothing and one the count. Fedko had to come charging on and saw Wynn motoring around second base, wanted to make a play at third, but ended up losing his footing. That allowed Wynn to just keep on chugging home as the 0-1 is lofted down the left field line in foul ground. And Encarnacion Strand gave it a look. It won't have a play as it finds the berm.
Anthony Powell, please report.
Nothing in two on Antonini, who's 0-for-1, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. That's the kind of momentum swinging play the Chiefs needed. So they've answered back. The Colonels run in the top of the sixth with one of their own and a chance for more, which is one away. No balls and two strikes. The pitch for Molina. A breaking ball into the dirt. 1-2. Chiefs once again will have to come from behind tonight if they want to pick up another W. A spot in which they've been good this year. 1-2 pitch misses upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fastball from Molina couldn't find its mark. If you're just joining us, talked a little bit earlier about how the Chiefs play a little bit better with their backs against the wall. 9 comeback wins in the books this year already. 2-2 to Antonini. High fly ball, right center field, chasing Holland and Gary back. It'll be Holland to make the catch a couple steps in front of the track. Tagging from second, advancing to third is Antico. And there's two away in the tying run, 90 feet away.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 24,
L.J. Jones will step in.
L.J. Jones!
See if L.J. can deliver. Perhaps he's due. He's 0-for-2 tonight, a strikeout and a flyout to center. Chiefs trailing things by a run in the middle innings. Pitch from Molina. Bender finds the knees. 0-1. Good spot to live if you're the right-hander at the bottom of the zone. Jones, a powerful frame in the right-handed batter's box. Can certainly square one up if you leave one over the plate. Misses here with the 0-1 fastball. A ball and a strike on LJ. Sporting a different number tonight with the specialty jerseys. Normally has number 20 on his back. Tonight it's 24. 1-1. Antico off a third. The pitch from Molina. A blooper into shallow right. Playable for Gary. A couple of steps inwards to make the grab. And that will retire the side. Chiefs leave the tying run aboard, but do get one. Mason Wynn comes in to slice the deficit in half. Colonels 2, Chiefs 1 through 6. Cody Schindler's got you the rest of the way in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the pen. John Beller is on. He pumps in strike one, and he gets ahead of Kyler Fedko. Right-handed swinger. Cody Schindler back with you. 2-1 Colonels lead in the seventh. Next pitch missed down and in. We're even at one. The count, that is. No, the score. One-run advantage for the Colonels. Look to secure a series win. Next pitch, a big, hearty hack, and it's fouled back. They get 1-2. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Colonels. 1 run, 4 hits, an error for the Chiefs. Beller has been set for seemingly forever now. Fedko's ready. The 1-2 is golfed out to left. Jew now backpedaling a few steps. He makes the catch. One away. Good start out of the pen for John Beller. He's been one of the more consistent arms this year for the Chiefs. His numbers, 2-0 with a 2.40 earned run average, 15-1 third innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 walks to 16 punchouts. He does have a save. Eric Soleri, the batter now. Curveball missed low, 1-0. Curveball is the best pitch for Beller. It was used mostly as a starter last year with Palm Beach. He actually racked up 12 Ks in an outing. 1-0 offering. There's a strike. The bottom of the zone. They get 1-1. Been a fun ball game. Good pitching. A couple of weird plays. 1-1 pitch was in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. This is game number 32 of 132. Hard to believe we're already beyond a month of the 2022 season. 2-1 pitch, a backdoor breaker drops in, and it's 2-2. Base is empty, one out. So Larry rests the bat on his back shoulder. Comes the late kick in the 2-2. It's grounded softly to third. Chambers gets it on a routine hop. Throws head high to first. Two down. We'll We'll bring the number 8 batter, Willie Joe Gary Jr., to the plate. Tough night for him, 0 for 2. He punched out twice against Peoria starter Gordon Graceffo. Book is closed on Gordon, but he was good once again. Beller flips in the Uncle Charlie for strike one. Give you the final line on Graceffo. One offering, that was down and away. 1-1 the count. Graceffo, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. ERA now sits at 1.13. It actually went up just a hair. 1-1 offering, that missed outside. 2 balls and a strike. Beller from L.A. Comes the next pitch home, and it's over below ball 3. Next pitch from the southpaw, good curveball, and the count full 3-2. Beller looking to retire the side in his first inning of work. Now time called prior to the 3-2 pitch. Beller, high leg kick. Now the pitch, and it's cut on and missed. 4-3. Third time tonight that Gary goes down via the strikeout. Right, Beller works a clean seventh inning. Stretch time in Peoria. Good ball game. Cardinals 2-1 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
And that's home, you know. Derek Molina back to work, nursing a 1-run lead, 2-1 Colonels. Matt Chamberlain will lead things off for Peoria. Cisco Hernandez and Mac Chambers will follow. 5, 6, and 7 in the Peoria order. Infield shifted towards the right side. Here's the first pitch, the bottom of the seventh. It's a fastball strike on the inner third. Molina works exclusively from the stretch despite the bases being empty. Right-hander fires the 0-1. Strike on the outside edge, nothing and two. Chamberlain a ground out and a single. He was then caught stealing in the fourth. This game that was scoreless into the fifth. Colonels broke it open with one in the fifth. They scored another in the sixth. Chiefs scored in the bottom half of the sixth. So the 0-2 is lifted to left center, but it's going to land in the mitt of Will Holland. Makes the grab in the gap for out number one.
Now batting number 3, Francisco Hernandez.
Here's Hernandez now. Pair of punch outs for him tonight. An 11-game on base streak earlier this month. He grounds a first pitch softly back up the middle. Prado on the left side of second, fields and throws to first, two away. Chambers a batter now, switch hitter.
Now batting number 19, Mac Chambers.
Chiefs love to start up a little two-out rally, down by a run. Just pitched to Chambers, a wave and a miss. Nothing and one. Mac, a bit of a slump. Trying to find his footing. The Chiefs offense, even with the victory last night, trying to find their footing. It's a nothing and one pitch. This is a wave for a ball, one and one. Infield shifted slightly to the right side. It's the next offering. Good changeup. It's cut on a miss to make it one and two. Light starting to take a noticeable effect here at Dozier Park. Beyond 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. The 1-2 home. Chambers pops it up. Foul ground behind home plate. This will stay in the yard. And Camargo pins it to his chest. He makes a catch to end the inning. Not pretty, but
just a friendly reminder.
Got the job done. The Chiefs go down in order. We're off to the 8-2-1 Cedar Rapids on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ball game as we move to the 8th. 2-1 Cedar Rapids. Team with the best record in the Midwest League looking to get back in the win column after dropping a one-run decision last night to our Chiefs. Another tight one, 2-1 the score. Will Holland will lead things off. He takes a curveball strike 0-1. Beller, the former USC Trojan. One pitch is tomahawked foul into the Colonel's bullpen, nothing and two. Beller, by the way, just a, I can't even say it. That's how good it is. A sensational mustache. I feel like we bring it up on probably just about every broadcast, every outing. Starting to turn into a bit of a handlebar, Raleigh Fingers-esque. 0-2, breaking ball hit Holland on the front hip. It's a bummer if you're a Chiefs follower. Leadoff man aboard here in the eighth. Just talking to Patrick Anderson, the Peoria skipper, earlier today, and we got on the topic of Beller's mustache and Said it was Raleigh Fingers-esque. Patrick shared that he actually coached Raleigh's kid back in the day when he was with the Royals organization. How about that? Prado the batter now, fourth time through the order. He takes a fastball upstairs, 1-0. Beller not exactly overpowering with that heater. He's going to sit upper 80s, low 90s. Curveball plays really well off it. 1-0, a late swing and a foul. Right side out of play, count 1-1. It's a Colonels team with some East Coast flair. They have three guys with a college ball at UConn. Look up and down this roster. Prado takes up and away, 2-1. Players from Virginia, Maine, New Jersey. Couple players from New Jersey, Connecticut. Couple players from New York, Pennsylvania. Got the Northeast well represented. The Northeast Colonels. Or Cedar Rapids East Colonels, I think. That might work a little better. Not only did Prado play his college ball at UConn, Pat Winkle did as well. 2-1, swung on and fouled back. They have a third former Husky on the roster, but it's now slipped my mind. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul back. Do it again. Oh, it's the man at the plate. That's why we... Well, Prado's from UConn, but it's also Fedco. 2-2 pitch. Prado rung up. He goes down looking. One away in the eighth. So Prado, Fedco, and the catcher Winkle, who's currently on the IL, they all played their college ball at UConn. Not often you get three college teammates on the same roster, but that's the case.
Through the end of the game, all concession stands and alcohol sales will continue through the end of tonight's game.
Encarnacion Strand, the batter now. He chops the first pitch towards short, wind in the hole, throws to second for one. That's all they'll get. Wynn had to put some heat on that one. Beat the speedy Holland of the second base bag. Fielder's choice for Encarnacion Strand. And there's two away for Aaron Sabato. By the way, you may have picked it up on our mic. They extended beer sales through the ninth inning tonight. I don't know what the occasion is, but the fans were pleased with that. Sabato takes a strike, 0-1. Sabato, pair of hits, scored a run. A nice night tonight in that three spot. Beller, high late kick, the pitch home. Swinging a foul back. Got up into the sweet level. Want to give a shout out to Sabre of Central Illinois. Just started a new chapter. Chatted with them for about 15 minutes pregame. Nice to see that group making its way to Central Illinois. 0-2 home, ring him up, strike three. Sabato says, I'm just looking. Punches out for the second time tonight for Beller. That's his third K and his second scoreless inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Chiefs chasing a run. 2-1 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Tyler Palm into the game. Don't drink of water is Palm. 6-9. 226 is Palm. Let's give you numbers on the year, shall we? The ask to get at least three outs here in the eighth. His numbers on the season does not have a decision with a 5-4-0. This is his seventh appearance all in relief. As he pumps in strike one to Thomas Francisco. 8 1/3 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs all earned, 6 walks to 9 strikeouts. Palm rests the glove belt high. His next pitch, a tapper at the plate that rolls foul. Nothing and two on Francisco, the Peoria first baseman tonight. Ground out in a strikeout. There's action in the Chiefs' pen. I believe that's Emmanuel Solano up and throwing. The 0-2 home, strike three, called. Cisco, I think he's looking for an off-speed pitch. He didn't get it. He's now 0-3. He'll give way to Tommy Ju, who hit a ringing double back in the sixth. Down, got a pitch down in the zone and banged it off the wall and straight away center. First delivery from Palm. Slider in for a strike. Nothing and one. One strike on Tommy. Next pitch that misses away. 1-1. What did you say, Toby? Oh, well. We don't have much of a say in that. Executive Chef Toby Marshall stopping in. He usually gets some free time from, like, what, the fifth through? Not even. The sixth. Okay, the 1-1 is fouled away. Sometimes he'll poke his head, and I like to make him talk a little bit. 1-2, the count now on Tommy. Bases empty, one away. Colonels clinging to a one-run lead. 2-1 the score. So next pitch on its way. State up 2-2. Tommy was college teammates with Michael McGreevy, yesterday's winner for Peoria. Tommy's got an A-plus personality. He's a jokester down there. Cuts and misses here, and he goes down via the strikeout for out number two.
Now batting, the shortstop, number 7, Mason.
Back to the top of the order. Here's Wynn, his fourth trip to the plate. Singled in the first, struck out in the third, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth, scored the lone Peoria run. First delivery is off the plate, ball one. Time is called as the ball got out of the Chiefs bullpen. This is an interesting confrontation, right? You've got the 6'9", Tyler Palm against the 5'10", Mason Wynn. They come in all shapes and sizes. Game of baseball. 1-0 offering. That one missed away. 2-0. He is 6'9". This is kind of like Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve. Not quite the same discrepancy, but Why Major League Baseball never marketed those guys at the same time, I'll never know. 2-0 swing and a foul back. It's 2-1. Major League Baseball wants to hire me for any consulting. Let me know. I am available here in Peoria. Somebody caught that foul ball, apparently. 2-1 pitch, a strike call to make it 2-2. We had a rant yesterday or a couple days ago that we need to stop applauding ricochet catches. That was a legit catch. Okay, I missed it. But I'll take your word for it. 2-2 offering misses. Down and away, 3-2. Base hit ball 4 if you're a Chiefs follower. Want to get win aboard and the tying run on base. Paul, the right-hander, delivers. And a jam shot foul floated into the seats above the Peoria dugout. Remains 3-2. Also want to give shout-out to the United Stroke Alliance here for their annual strikeout stroke gathering. A two-pitch win fouls it off his front foot. Do it again. Spoke with Mary Lee Nunley pregame and talked about some of the initiatives their group taking. Talked about some of the signs and symptoms of a stroke and tried to pass along some awareness to our Peoria Chiefs fans. A good crowd here tonight, 3,008. The payoff pitch home gets a cut and a miss. Palm just struck out the side. In the eighth. We're off to the ninth inning. Colonels will try to play add-on. They lead it 2-1 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Solano on for Peoria. Look to keep the deficit at 1. The right-hander from the Dominican Republic. 6'2", 175. He signed as a free agent back in 2016. This is his sixth year in the Cardinals org. Let's give you his numbers. He's 0-2 with a 6.35. Earned run average, 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 8 runs, only 4 of them earned, 5 walks to 7 punch outs. His first pitch is hit on a hop to the shortstop, Wynn, who throws to first, and it gets past Francisco. Wynn has not been quite as smooth as of late with the glove and the arm. That will be an E6. Francisco had to stretch out to his right to try to corral it. He was unable to do so. So an error on Wynn. That allowed Camargo to reach. We don't like guys who swing at the first pitch because then we can't talk about them or tell any stories. But he's now at first. Javier, the batter, he takes a slider for a strike, nothing and one. Javier hitless, but he did reach via a walk back in the second. Two errors aside. Now a slowly hit ground ball to short. Wynn goes to second, this time for one. Over to first, a double play. Well, that's how you erase an error. You quickly get it 6-4-3 for a double play.
Now batting the left fielder, number 9, Kyler Fedko.
Base is empty, two away for Fedko. In the bottom of the ninth, the Chiefs will send Antico, Antonini, and Jones to the plate. Plenty of power in the Peoria lineup due in the ninth inning. First offering from Solano, missed away for a ball, 1-0. Solano from the windup, his next pitch is lined in a right, a base hit. Fedko, nice start. The high A level now, 3-for-8, his first hit in this contest. He's aboard with two outs, and Soleri,
now
the batter.
The designated hitter, number 8, Aldrick Soleri.
Soleri tripled and scored back in the fifth. Got the scoring started, as a matter of fact. He takes a hitter for a strike. 0-1. Two runs, six hits for the Colonels. One run, four hits for the Chiefs. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Now pickoff throw to first, but Fedko back with ease. Right-hander set, the one-strike delivery, and he uncorked a wild one. Antonini got a glove on it, but it still got all the way to the backstop. Fedko to second on the wild pitch. He's now in scoring position with two outs. That could loom large. One and one to count. Fedko, decent lead off of second. On the next delivery, slider down and away, two balls and a strike. Solano last year, Antonini wants to walk out and have a word. He was one of the best relievers for Peoria. He had a two-month span last year between June and July, where he was 3-0 with a 2-2-3. Opponents were hitting just 161 off him. He was particularly successful against Quad Cities. We've not seen the River Bandits yet in 2022, and we will not until next month. But he picked up three wins in relief against Quad Cities a year ago. Racked up five on the season, all out of the pen. 2-1 pitch is grounded sharply into center, a base hit. Around third, here comes Fedko. The throw from center field is over everybody. Goes to the backstop. That allows Soleri to go to second, although he would have gone to second anyway as the throw was coming in from center. It's now 3-1 Cedar Rapids, and that
now batting the right fielder, number 4.
Wild pitch indeed looms large. Is it allowed Fedko to score? Here's Gary now, the lead at 2. Left-handed swinger. His first pitch. Pass ball up and away, ball 1. Series finale, Timilaro, 135 first pitch. John Stankiewicz. Go for the Colonels, Dionis Rodriguez, Tuesday starter on the bump for the Chiefs. 1-0 pitch is a strike called. It's 1-1. Love to know how many teams are deploying a 6-man rotation versus a 5-man rotation. Haven't done the research. Perhaps I should. Slider missed away. It's 2-1. Cardinals, they have everyone on a 5-man rotation throughout the minors. They're not deploying a sixth starter. 2-1 heater misses away. It's now 3-1. The Colonels, they've had a six-man rotation all year long. So nothing new for them. Solano rests the glove, chest high. The next pitch outside ball four. They're at first and second now for Will Holland before he can dig in. Edwin Moreno, the Peoria pitching coach, out to have a word. While we have a moment, let's check in once again with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We have two finals to report in 10 innings. Beloit a winner, 4-2 over West Michigan. And earlier today, South Bend, 11-7, they knocked off Fort Wayne. Other games, top of the ninth, Great Lakes 8-2 on top of Lake County. Lansing leading 7-6 over Dayton. Quad Cities up 7-4 on Wisconsin that game in the eighth. So here's Holland, first and second, two outs. Top of the ninth inning, a run already home. Solano pumps in a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Runner at second is Soleri. He brought home Fedco to score a key insurance run. Oh, one pitch missed way outside, and that was an athletic feat by Antonini to somehow snag that one. Wow. That ball was ticketed for the backstop. Count reads 1-1. Holland reached twice. He's officially 1-for-2. Righty-righty confrontation. The next pitch is looped into shallow left. This will find some green. Coming around third and scoring without a throw is Soleri. And the Colonels, a couple of key add-on runs here in the ninth. They now lead it 4-1.
Now batting the second baseman, number one, Anthony Prado.
Solano got the double play. Had the bases empty with two outs, then a single, a walk, and now a third single. The eighth hit of the game for the Colonels creates a 4-1 padding. Here's Anthony Prado, who swings at the first pitch and cranks one to deep right center field, and it is gone. Three-run homer, Anthony Prado. 5 minutes ago, the Chiefs were thinking about getting it to the ninth, trailing just a run. Not so fast. Five-run ninth for the Colonels, a three-run homer for Prado, and it's 7-1.
Now batting the third baseman, number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Three-run blast for Prado. Encarnacion Strand, the next to hit. He takes inside for ball one. All of the damage done with two outs. 1-0 offering, a chopper towards short. Wynn Fields shows off the cannon and throws a fastball to first to end the inning. Damage done, however. Colonel strike for five, and they lead comfortably as we move to the ninth. 6-3, or rather 7-1, Cedar Rapids. I was writing a 6-3 in my book, so please forgive me. But it is 7-1 Colonels. We go to the home half of the ninth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Denny Bentley on for the Colonels, the left-hander, 1-1 with a 3-1-4. This is his team-leading 11th appearance. Two saves on the year, but he will not have the opportunity because his offense said, nah, we don't want to give you a save. He struck for 5 in the ninth and now lead at 7-1. Rest of the numbers on Bentley, 14 in the third innings, 11 hits, 5 runs all earned. How about this? 2 walks to 22 strikeouts. 11-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He'll encounter Antico, Antonini, and Jones in the Peoria ninth. Bentley paints the outside edge with a hitter, 0-1. Infield shifted towards the right side. Next pitch from Bentley is swung on and popped up. Shallow left. The shortstop Javier is out. He makes a catch with both hands. 2 pitches, 1 out here in the bottom of the ninth.
Now batting, the catcher, number 27, Aaron Antonini.
Antonini the batter now. Hitless tonight. First pitch is a strike on the outside end, 0-1. Bentley works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the next pitch. Breaking ball strike, it's 0-2. Center fielder Holland playing extremely deep. The 0-2 is fouled back. Postgame fireworks to follow. Boy, the Chiefs could rally. That would be quite the fireworks show, wouldn't it? 2 outs to play with. The 0-2 is ladled into center field. This will get down for a knock. 5th hit of the ball game for the Chiefs. Antonini aboard with a 1-out single. Need more of that. Well, that's how it starts. Try to pass the baton to L.J. Jones.
Number 24, L.J. Jones.
Jones 0 for 3 tonight. A pair of flyouts and a punch out. He takes the middle strike. Nothing and one. Infield shifted towards the left side. Nobody over there on the right side of the infield. One pitch is low. Ball and a strike. Now, I should retract that statement. Prado is to the right of second by, 3 steps. The first baseman, Zubato, is holding the runner. But a roller to the right side will get the job done. 1-1 swing and a foul back by Jones. It's now 1-2. But look, everyone says, just hit it where they ain't, right? Well, it's not always that easy. Let's see you try to take 95 on the inside corner and then poke it the other way. That's hard. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That ball just dropped off the table. Jones swung over the top of it. Chiefs down to their last out tonight. form of Matt Chamberlain.
Now batting, the right fielder, number 29, Matt.
Colonels not away from improving their league best 22-9 record and securing a series win this week. Bentley's first pitch in the dirt. Ball one. A pure right fielder. Chiefs have not won a series against the Colonels since August of 2018. It's been a while. Cedar Rapids last year 19-5 against us. 2019 they did not have the same success, but the Chiefs never outright won a series against them. 1-0 pitch is a strike on the inside edge. Make it 1-1. Don't forget, 1:35 tomorrow for the series finale. And the pregame show starting at 1:20 with Brendan Howe. Bentley's 1-1 delivery off the edge. It's now two balls and a strike.
Please report to Humana Guest Services. Tim Marshall, please report to Humana Guest Services.
Runner at first, Antonini is not being held. He could take second if he wanted. Be a defensive indifference. Next pitch is grounded right to Prado. The second baseman down to a knee. Throws to first, and that's your ball game tonight. Colonels win it, 7-1 the final. A five-run ninth. The decider in this one, what was once a 2-1 contest, it was 7-1 heading to the bottom of the ninth, and the Colonels put it in the bag tonight. Secure a series win. They improved to 23-9. Chiefs dropped to 13-19 on the year. Again, 7-1 the final. Brendan Howe with the postgame show following these messages. For my part, Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Peoria. Colonels win at 7-1. Brendan will take you across the finish line. We return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra. In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Not quite our night tonight from Dozier Park, as Brendan Howe here with you on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. The Chiefs lose this one by a final of 7-1. It was a close ball game throughout, but Cedar Rapids pulled away late with a large ninth inning in which they brought five runs around to secure the victory. Talk to you about how they did it. It was a marquee starting pitching matchup here tonight. Gordon Graceffo got the start for the Chiefs. Sawyer Gibson Long, who went five shutout innings and picking up the win, went for the Colonels. Graceffo's final line, six innings, gave up two runs, only one earned on five hits, a walk and five strikeouts. For Gibson Long, obviously the five scoreless on two hits, didn't walk anyone and fanned seven in the process. Chiefs fell to 13-19 with a loss. The Colonels pick up their 23rd win of the season. They are now 23-9. They improved to 11-6 on the road, and the Chiefs are now trailing in the series 5-1 with the finale to come tomorrow. Let's dive into how the game went down. The game stayed scoreless through the first four innings, and then Cedar Rapids would put up one in each of the fifth and sixth innings. It was an RBI single in the sixth, but flash it back to the fifth. Alex Ulari came around on a base hit to right field, and that was then misplayed by Matt Chamberlain down the line. It rattled into the corner. The relay went to Francisco Hernandez, and his throw sailed the third baseman, Mac Chambers, in which awarded Solari the dish. And then one inning later, Jair Camargo's RBI base hit to score Aaron Sabato would make it a 2-0 ball game. The Chiefs then answered in the sixth. It was a 6-5 fielder's choice that allowed Mason Wynn to reach base, and then Mike Antico would rip a double, and Mason Wynn came around to cross the plate on that to slice the deficit in half. The game would stay 2-1, and it appeared Peoria may have an opportunity to try and claw back for a walk-off victory, but Cedar Rapids quickly put the squash on that one. They brought eight men to the plate in the ninth inning, three of them scoring, an RBI single from Alaric Solari. Will Holland chipped in with one himself, and then the big blow from Anthony Prado, a three-run home run that sealed the deal and put the final nail in the coffin. The Chiefs brought four to the plate in the ninth, got one man aboard, but did not bring anyone in to score. And the game would go final 7-1. Let's take a look at the box score. First for Peoria, Mason Wynn, 1-for-4. Mike Antico, 1-for-4 as well. Aaron Antonini also with a base hit in a 1-for-4 effort. Top three in the order each with a base knock. LJ Jones, rough night at the office, 0-for-4. Couple of punch outs for him. Matt Chamberlain, 1-for-4. Francisco Hernandez, 0-for-3, as well as Mac Chambers. And same thing with Thomas Francisco, even, all 0-for-3. Four combined punchouts between the three of them. And Tommy Ju with a knock out of the number 9 spot. The pitching for the Chiefs, Gordon Graceffo earns the loss. He's now 2-2 on the season. Gave you his line earlier. John Beller came out of the bullpen. Two scoreless innings, three strikeouts. He was on his game tonight. And Emmanuel Solano gave up 5 earned runs on 4 hits in just 1 inning and gave up a walk as well. His ERA skyrockets to above 12. It's been a rough go of it for Emmanuel out of the bullpen for the Chiefs. In the early going, let's take a look at Cedar Rapids. The player of the game, it's without a doubt Anthony Prado out of that leadoff spot. He delivered the final blow to the Chiefs tonight with that 3-run bomb. That was his one hit of the ball game, but it was the biggest one. Those 3 runs batted in came around to score. Christian Encarnacion stranded, 0-for-5 effort. Haven't had to say that too often this series. He's been all over the Chiefs, but kept quiet tonight. 2-for-4 effort for Aaron Sabato out of the 3-hole. Right. Jair Camargo, 1-for-4 effort, did drive in a run. Wander Javier, 0-for-3. Kyler Fentko, 1-for-4 in his second high A ball game, came around to score a run. Alaric Solari, 2-for-4, a couple of runs scored and a run batted in as well. Joe Gary Jr., 0-for-3, but came in to score one. And Holland also came around to score as part of that 3-run homer in the ninth. He also had a pair of hits, 9 total for the Colonels. And the pitching for the Colonels, Gibson Long with the win, gave me his line earlier. Derek Molina came out of the bullpen, 2 innings, a run given up on a pair of hits. Tyler Palm as well, 1 scoreless inning, struck out the side. He was magnificent. And Denny Bentley, the final arm out of the bullpen, just getting some work in. It was a scoreless one for him as well. Gave up just one hit in the winning effort. Cedar Rapids, their 23rd victory of the year. They improved to 23-9. The Chiefs dropped to 13-19 with the defeat, 11-6 here at home now at Dozer Park on the season. Give you a quick look around the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard in the Midwest League. Obviously, our game final here. A couple of other games final as well, and a few ready to head that way as well. The one game is still left in play. It's Dayton and Lansing, 8-6 on the top of the ninth, and Quad Cities in Wisconsin getting ready to wrap up 8-7. Timber Rattlers in the bottom of the eighth. South Bend 11-7 winners over the Tin Caps 11-7. Beloit 4-2 as they take down West Michigan in extras. Great Lakes 8-2 over Lake County. And Cedar Rapids getting the better of Peoria here tonight 7-1. These two teams will wrap up the series tomorrow afternoon at 1:35 first pitch. Deionis Rodriguez set to get the ball for the Chiefs to look to salvage the final game of the six-game set. Cedar Rapids leads it 5-1 heading into tomorrow afternoon. It'll be the last time these two teams see each other for a while. We get ready to do it all again. Same time, same place, same two teams tomorrow afternoon. First pitch once again, 1:35. We hope to see you for the pregame show at 1:20. For the entire Peoria Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe saying goodnight and thank you for spending part of your Saturday evening with us here from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Talk to you tomorrow.